Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Jesus's teachings on judgment and the importance of showing love instead. Today's Bible verses are from Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 3. Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged, and the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye?
You know, it's so easy to judge others, isn't it? We often do it without even realizing it. Pointing fingers and passing judgments has become second nature, especially in this age of social media. I mean, a simple click of the like button or a quick tweet can make us feel like we're the ultimate judge of others. But let's pause for a moment and reflect on this. In his teachings, Jesus reminded us to stop judging others. He made it clear that it's not our place to do so. And you know what? He was right. When we judge others, we open ourselves up to being judged as well. It's a two-way street. The measure with which we measure others will be measured out to us. So if we're quick to pass harsh judgments onto others, we should be prepared to receive the same treatment ourselves. As Christians, we are called to a higher standard. We are called to love one another and reflect God's love in this world. Love should be at the core of all our interactions, whether they be online or offline. Instead of jumping to judgment, let's take a step back and ask ourselves how we can show love to others, even when we disagree with them. Now, showing love doesn't mean we have to agree with everything someone believes or does. We can still hold on to our convictions and speak our truth in love. Sometimes this means addressing certain behaviors or attitudes that go against the Christian way. And that's okay, but when we do address these things, let's do it with humility, empathy, and a genuine desire to help, rather than judging from a place of superiority. So here's a little reminder for you. The next time you catch yourself falling into the trap of judging others, think about the words of Jesus. Let them serve as a reminder to show love, to be mindful of our own flaws, and to trust in God's transformative power. We can be a light in this world, spreading love and truth instead of passing judgments that only serve to divide us. Remember, judgment creates division, while love brings unity. So let's choose love. Let's choose understanding. Let's choose empathy. And most importantly, let's choose to leave the judging to someone higher than us. After all, it's not our job to be the ultimate judge of others. Our job is to love, support, and uplift one another. So the next time you feel the urge to judge, take a deep breath and let love guide your actions. Be a light in this world, spreading love and truth. Together we can create a more compassionate and understanding society.
Let's close with a prayer. Father, help me be mindful that it's not my place to judge others. Help me trust in your plan and the power of your love to transform people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thanks for joining us today, and let's heed the words of Jesus and choose love over judgment. Instead of being quick to criticize, let's be quick to show empathy, understanding, and humility. By doing so, we can be agents of Jesus and love in a world that often resorts to judgment and division. So, let love guide our actions, and may we leave judgment to a higher authority. May blessings and peace accompany you on your journey. Goodbye, and God bless you all.